On the show today, we have Category 6 Consulting's very own Sherry Storm talking about how to capture the most powerful market, moms. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we are in for a treat. We have Sherry Storm, author, speaker, entrepreneur, former credit union marketing exec at Verity Credit Union, right?
Right, correct.
Very cool. So welcome to the show, Sherry. It's been a while, actually. It's been a few years since we've had you on. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, you were just at the CU Tomorrow conference this past week or last week or whenever it was. I'm getting all my time mixed up. But anyway, I heard it was a huge success. So congrats on that. And you spoke on capturing the most powerful market, and that would be moms. And you are well-versed in this area because you have a book out on this, and you've spoken about it many, many times in the past. So just to start off, who is the mom market? Who are we talking about here besides just moms in general? Can you narrow it down a little bit?
Well, the mom market in the United States right now is about almost 44 million women in the U.S. Are moms. Mm-hmm. And so it's a strong market.
Indeed. Oh, indeed. And so why is it so strong? Why is it so powerful?
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, when you're talking about target markets, a few things that you really want to focus on is you want to focus on a market that has a lot of affinity. It's a group that they identify with that group. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I am a mom, and you know I am a mom, and right. That is very important to me. It's part of my identity. Mm-hmm. The second thing you want in a strong target market is you want some homogeneity. You want them to be sort of similar in the way that they react to your messaging and that the way that they think about the world, because it's easier to communicate with them when they're a little bit more predictable. Mm-hmm. And the way that any market becomes predictable is that if they sort of act similarly. But the most important thing about moms is how much they control spending. Mm-hmm. They make anywhere from 80 to 85% of all the household spending decisions, which is huge.
Yeah.
But more important to most credit unions is they're the number one influence of where their children will do their banking when their children become adults. I mean, you think about it. Like, you think about all the brands that you use. You know, if your mom used Tide, you use Tide. Mm-hmm. If your dad used Crest, you use Crest. Yeah. You know, it's like you use what you grew up with most of the time. And so moms have these tremendous influence over the up-and-coming millennials or young people.
Yeah.
Also important is that moms are very likely to ask for recommendations from other moms, to give recommendations to other moms, and to act on those recommendations. So, you know, everyone covets this word of mouth marketing. Mm-hmm. It's easy in the mom group because they're always recommending and acting on those recommendations. Lastly, is that they congregate online, which means, as a credit union marketer, it's less expensive to reach them. You consider like what it costs to, say, advertise on Facebook.
Right.
Much less expensive than a television ad or print media.
No doubt.
Or billboards. You know, you all your traditional marketing comes with a high price tag. Online marketing, a lot more reasonable for credit unions of all sizes. So that mixture of those four things really make them, well, I think, one of the most powerful target markets.
I concur with you wholeheartedly. And I love how you said about the whole online market. I mean, how it's more cost effective to reach them with the Facebook ads and things like that. Again, it's so much more cost effective than putting up a big billboard by the freeway somewhere. So great point there. So why are moms so important to credit unions today? Let's get the credit union connection in here.
Yeah. So it goes back to, they are usually the people who make the decisions of where their family's going to do their banking. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, and they are almost always the person that decides where their kids will do their banking. And, you know, you anything you study about teenagers, almost always a teen will say, I opened my bank account where my mom opened it for me, or where my dad opened it for me.
Right.
And we tend to keep those first accounts for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important to credit unions, because often if you're going after the teen market, that's often too late. A lot of kids these days get their first debit card at maybe 13, 14, sometimes even as young as 12.
Yep.
They've gotten their first checking account. They've gotten their first savings account maybe when they were in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so by the time they're a teen, they're already someplace. And so that's why it's so important to credit unions.
And we don't want any fifth graders writing checks out there. So thanks for that.
No, we don't want anyone writing checks.
Come I got gotcha.
These are plastics.
Yeah, nobody's using checks anymore. So how do credit unions gain their attention? How do they gain? Because we're all like clamoring after, obviously, the millennials. And now Gen Z is coming up and all that. Who else is coming up after them? But if the mom market is so powerful, how do credit unions gain their attention and then retain them as well?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to look at my notes here.
Sure.
When I was doing some recent researching, I found a couple of credit unions that I think are doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And one of them is PSECU.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their Moms Everyday program. And it's this program on their website. And I really recommend going there and checking it out. But it's articles for moms, by moms, with all sorts of information that moms need.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting because I spoke to Barb Boker over there, and she was saying that what they did was they did some research about their current members, and what the data showed them was that many of their members did not have their children as members. They didn't have accounts for their kids. They just had their own accounts.
Right.
So they launched this Moms Every Day as a means to grow their children's account.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just launched this new financial literacy app, like interactive app.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted young kids to adopt that, A, because of financial literacy, but B, because they wanted to get their accounts. And they launched this Moms Every Day, and she said accounts grew in the for their kids' accounts somewhere around 16%.
Wow.
After they launched
this
Moms initiative.
Yeah.
Another one that I really like is Spokane Federal Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
And they do Mom Sense. And what they did was they had an employee who'd been a long-term employee that, you know, she was very well respected. She wanted to leave after having her, I think, third child. I may have that wrong. But what they said was, why don't you, on a project basis, write for us about mom issues,
mm-hmm.
and attend our business development events.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's been doing that for several years, and they only pay her by project, so mm-hmm. it makes it very cost effective mm-hmm. because, you know, you don't have a full time employee doing it. But she thinks of all sorts of wonderful things. Like, they were telling me that in Spokane they have this carousel that's sort of this historical landmark, and everyone loves the carousel. On the last day of school last year, they advertised that kids got a free carousel ride. And this woman was out there, and she was handing out Spokane Federal information. And, you know, it was such a great community thing, and people really appreciated it. And then, of course, I think Navy Federal's commercial.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. They're top. Yeah, they're very, very well done. I just saw a new one last night. It's hilarious. So, yeah.
Yeah, they do such a good job. And clearly they're after the parent market.
Oh, of course.
Sure. And they do a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's all sorts of creative ways to do it. But in short, what I would recommend is information on your website that's written by moms is a great way. And then being really active on social media, you know, having some sort of spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
That represents you on Facebook and Instagram,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, really gets out into the online community and has conversations with people, mm-hmm. answers questions, you know, becomes active on these online communities, I think is the best approach.
Okay. And I don't want to leave you, don't leave yourself out of this, Sherry, because you introduced Verity Moms at Verity Credit Union a few years or some years ago. So that was a big success as well. So, and that worked really well for you guys, because I remember having you on the show and talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you know what? We saw great success at Verity Credit Union through the Verity Mom Program, and that was actually facilitated by Currency Marketing.
That's right. Tim McAlpine, yeah.
Yeah, Tim McAlpine, yep. And they do an excellent job. I mean, they do a great job of just sort of handing it to you so it's easy to implement, and, mm-hmm. and they do a lot of the heavy lifting for it. But, I mean, you know, when we launched it, one of the things that we were watching is we wanted to bring in more young members. I mean, mm-hmm. that we wanted the whole family to come to the credit union.
Right.
And we lowered the average age of our new members by 3 years, which is such a hard needle
to move. Huge. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. And so, you know, what we saw was moms came and they brought their kids. And so, you know, it really strengthens the diversity of your membership base when you can have these younger people.
Yeah, I think the whole parent thing and mom thing as well, because I remember when you're a kid, you know, and she picks you up after school or something like that, and she runs her errands. I mean, my wife does the same thing with our kids. She's running errands. And so that leaves an impression on you where you go, hey, we need to go make a deposit at the credit union, or we need to go to the grocery store, or we need to go pick up some shoes or whatever. That leaves a huge impression. And I know it did me, and I know it is with our kids, because I can see it in the older ones doing that. Yep. So it's pretty cool to see.
That's one of the things that I talk about in the seminars that I give, is make sure that your branches are very kid friendly. You want kids to like to go into your branch.
Yeah, good point.
You like, because that makes it easier for the mom. The kids aren't going, oh, I don't want to go to the post office. Like, they want to come in because you have stickers or suckers or kids
stuff.
and when the kids come in, your tellers are friendly to them, and you have things behind the desk that you can, you know, swag you can give them. And definitely try your hardest to make your branches kid friendly, because that's when you earn their hearts. You earn their hearts when they're 6, 7, 8, 9 years old.
I have a side note here for it. When my oldest daughter was like, I don't know, 6 or 7, we went into our credit union branch, and they had these two goldfish in a bowl right at the teller line, and they had a name the goldfish contest.
I love it.
My daughter put the name of the goldfish, and we went in the next week, and it was her, and it was, they chose her name. So it was like, oh my gosh, right on. Winner.
I love it.
Yes. So it was awesome. Yeah. So side note. So it works. Yeah. It works. So very cool. Anything else to add on the mom market, Sherry, before we get in?
You know, it is a tough sell at your credit union, because often, not always, but often, boards of credit unions are slanted male, and leadership teams are slanted male. So it's sort of, you know, you have to sell this idea with data to back it up.
Data, yep.
But also you have to continue to what's it called, socialize the idea throughout your credit union. Mm-hmm. Like, if you do target moms, you should do things like explain why at every single new employee orientation. Like, every new employee should understand why you're doing this, because a lot of times the tellers you hire, they may or may not be parents. A lot of times they're younger and they're not. And so you don't intuitively understand why you would be doing this. And if you're going to do it, you have to continue to tell the story of why you're doing it.
Indeed. Good point. And before we go, Sherry, I want to give you a quick plug for Category 6 Consulting, your company. Give us a quick plug on what you're doing here.
Okay, so Category 6 does three things. We have a consulting arm where I consult on marketing and employee development. And then I work with another man, Vic Reddy, who consults on digital, all things digital, whatever you're looking at. We also do strategic planning retreats for all sorts of companies, not just credit unions. There's me and another fellow named Dan Strandy. And then lastly, I have a speakers bureau. And I have about 25 speakers who speak on a variety of topics.
You do.
And I also am on the speaker circuit. So
very cool.
That's what we do right there.
Right on. Well, congrats on that. Well done. And anything else? And are you going to be speaking anywhere? Any speaking engagements that you want to give out there, or any books you're writing or anything like that you want to give a shout out
to? No, I'm not writing any books. But Motherhood is the New MBA. You can still get it on Amazon. You know what? I don't have anything coming up in the credit union industry.
Okay.
But
okay.
If you're an engineer, you can see. Yeah, but thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to give you a shout out there. So very cool stuff. Sherry, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. It was well worth the wait having you back on. So keep up the good work and look forward to the next visit.
Yes, thank you. Take care.
You're welcome.